Here's the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy. On the worksite, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch. Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Relax, everyone. I'm back. Yes. The studio's a mess. It's a little woofy. You haven't tidied up.
Listen.
Stuff everywhere. Someone's been using my chamber pot.
And so they should have.
So it's all been happening. Welcome back, Australia. Welcome back, everyone. As we speak, this may be the last day on Earth. There's a big powwow going on in Singapore between two of the maddest nutbags the planet has ever created.
I'm sure they'll sort it out.
I'm sure they will. We'll cross live to Singapore to find out how we're looking.
There's a nanny state upon us again. It happens nearly every day this time up in Brisbane. We've got to find out what's going on with speedy mobility scooters.
Oh, this has to be stamped
out. Out of control.
This is bringing some hood laws, I say.
Hey, I know someone who was in the Queen's birthday honour list who got a ripping honour. And we're going to speak to him on the phone.
Geez.
You know him too, so do you, Dave.
I'm trying to guess. Who would that be?
Oh.
I don't know.
No,
the chef from Wealthy, Wealthy and Wise.
Wealthy, Wealthy and Wise.
The original and the best. I have to say I would have thought, how are you going? Coming down after your big birthday soiree? We'll talk about that.
We might have a chat about that. Still recovering.
Hey, guess what?
What?
No idea. Oh, Dan Reynolds and Tahan Lu Fat will be in. Dave Reynolds, pardon me for saying that. I can't read my own writing right now. We're going to talk about, there's been an incident at the Canadian Grand Prix,
which really boggles the mind.
We wanted to speak to those two because they're colourful racing identities, and she's on her way to one of the big pageants. Are we still allowed to call them pageants?
Yeah, well,
aren't they?
I don't mind.
Is there a
swimsuit
section? Isn't there? What can you do?
Let's ask Tahan.
Tahan will know the ins and outs. This is right up her alley.
Hey, you went to a wedding
A wedding.
Was it yours?
No.
I better go. I better be your best
man. But can I say something?
What?
I think I want to get married.
Oh, my
We'll talk about
God.
That a little later. Jeez. Hey, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, and much, much more. But let's start right here, front and centre with one Jane Kennedy. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You got my cake.
I did get you a Chardonnay cake.
How did it go? How long did it last?
Well, it's gone. And I'll tell
you. Peace would have been nice. Hello, David.
How are you guys? Happy birthday for the weekend.
Thank you very much. It was one of the yummiest cakes, apparently, everybody tasted.
Yeah,
it was delicious.
It's my secret recipe.
I did have to scrub out the effing pit on the... You said, happy effing birthday.
Yeah, that's the way I roll. Now, what about... So how did you spend your birthday?
Well,
I asked, knowing the answer to this question. You are outrageous.
Why am I outrageous?
You got together with 14 of your female friends.
Well, look,
Did you hire out the whole restaurant?
I didn't. It wasn't my doing. It was nothing to do with me.
Harder to organise than these peace talks in Singapore.
No.
There was diplomats coming through. There was
It wasn't my doing. My girlfriend Angie said, "I'm just going to invite some people." I didn't know I was going. People rocked up. But there were some stayers. Let's just say we left the lunch at 10:30 p.m.
What? Wow. I love a double sitting.
That's good, isn't it?
Oh, they would have loved you at the restaurant.
No, we weren't at a restaurant. Don't be silly. We couldn't have gone off at a restaurant. We're at Angie's house.
Hey, can I ask this?
Yes.
You put 14 girls there. Did you all wash up?
Oh, my God.
It wouldn't have taken long with all hands on deck, would it?
I'm going to let that one slide. I have no words.
Did the girls bring a plate? Like, what happened? Talk us through it. Hey, did my name come up? Did it?
What were we talking about? Things that probably, it came up, but it wasn't good.
At least.
Not in a good way.
At least it came up.
This is going to be a sore point between us
for some time.
Why?
Because what was the article you did the other day where you didn't mention me at all?
Oh, it was a weekly magazine.
That's right, weekly magazine. Well, now you've done a Sunday Life magazine, which I know went to air Sunday in Melbourne and Sydney. Brisbane, did it go in Brisbane?
Possibly.
Most major markets. You've done, you've got a front cover, you've somehow snaffled the front cover all to yourself. Look at this. A four-page article.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you did not mention me.
No,
I've leafed through it.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing there. Oh, there's lots of, like, I don't know, paragraphs where you show your common touch.
Yeah.
Jane travels regularly to Paris with girlfriends for a dose of sanity.
I never said regularly. I said.
Listen to the quote. Jane travels regularly to Paris with girlfriends for a dose of sanity. There's nothing like drinking champagne at 9 a.m. with your friends, followed by eating a baguette and then shopping for some saucepans and crockery. Take home. Yeah, maybe pick up a $10,000 handbag is my information.
They forgot to say smoking at 9:30 outside in the cafes.
Well,
like
what is
everyone
wrong with you?
Should.
So there's plenty of time to big note. To
no,
shop.
I wasn't big note.
You're coming off desperate, Jane.
Listen, for starters.
You know what you are? You're one step away from a Barnaby Joyce style interview on Sunday night for a sum of money.
Do you think
money.
I should do one? They'll be contacting me.
Well, I'll tell you
soon.
What you should get them to do.
What?
Update this file photo because, look, it looks like a before shot.
Well, I'm beg your pardon.
I'm looking at you
that is
now.
That's
and
stunning.
Seriously, this. Well. Yeah, I know, it's, but it's about. It's got to be 20 years old. We'd have a look.
It's not 24.
How long did you spend in makeup?
Shut
what
up.
Did they do?
Actually,
erect,
I spent.
The scaffolding? I mean, what happened?
Listen, just when it's about me for a change, can't it be about me? Honestly, everything's about you lately, you and your big movie career, television show.
Would it have killed you to mention me? Would it have killed you?
Didn't
well, bang on about your stupid kids. What about
come on.
What about what I've brought to the table? What about
Mick, I'm quite sure I did, and maybe you just were a little two-dimensional.
You'd be going the blub on Denton next week. Hey, Jane. You can say no. You know that, don't you?
Mate.
You can say no.
Listen.
What else is coming
out? I didn't speak in third person about myself, did I? then you've got permission to give me a swipe.
I must get to the bottom of Paris. Was that where your lunch was? What'd they do? Fly over to lunch on a private jet like you normally travel?
I've only done it twice.
Right.
Not regularly.
Okay.
Only twice.
Just disappointing. You thought you might.
Dave, can we go to a song now?
Just a supporting mention of something.
Next one.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Big day in Singapore. The US North Korea summit is happening. And we're going to cross live to Mike Amor now for 7 News. He's the US Bureau Chief, Jane and Mick.
G'day,
Mike. How are you?
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane. I'm well, thanks.
Okay, Mike, can you bring us up to speed? The talks have been concluded. I understand they went about 38 minutes. Has there been a statement made post that meeting?
I wish they went 38 minutes, Mick. I've been standing out in the heat a lot longer than that.
Okay.
It went about 5 hours.
Okay.
I've seen them come out the last couple of minutes and signed a memorandum. We don't really know what's in it. Trump said it's a comprehensive document. Very proud to sign it. But Kim Jong-un is a great negotiator. Kim Jong-un said that it's going to change the world and put in the past behind us. But we really don't know what's involved in it yet. We'll kind of unpack that in the next few hours. But it's been a bizarre couple of days, I can tell you.
That's an understatement.
Talk us through why it's so bizarre.
I just see Kim Jong-un come to Singapore. He hasn't really made any significant trips since he's been the leader of North Korea. He had to catch a Chinese charter because his private plane is so old that it would have to make fuel stops to get here. We believe he brought his own portable loo and it's mounted in a car.
Did you know what I heard, Mike? I heard after he brought his toilet, Trump bought a gold one because he likes to one. That would be good for the actual talks if they both just sat on them and looked at each other in that thinker pose.
Oh, God, I can't get that out of my mind. But, this portable loo is apparently in a car because he doesn't want to leave anything behind that the authorities can kind of check his health. I kid you not. And then we saw last night he went out on the town. It reminded me of, when Michael Jackson used to close theme parks to go and visit. Well, that's kind of what Kim Jong-un did last night.
They had a bit of an interesting lunch as well, I heard today, Mike, and the menu was something people are saying from the 50s. They had prawn cocktail, sweet and sour pork, fried rice, and Haagen-Dazs ice cream for dessert.
Well done, Trump. Always one-upmanship, isn't it?
I think both men, fair to say, have got the
same palate.
5-year-olds.
I think you're being a bit generous with Donald Trump. When will we know when will we have an idea of what's happened, where we're at? Are they any close? I mean, they seem worlds apart, don't they? This bloke's not about to denuclearise anytime soon. When will we know that something constructive has occurred?
Years, let's be honest. We'll know the detail in the next few hours. Donald Trump's going to do a press conference, but it's easy to say, yeah, we're going to give up our nukes for this, that and the other. They've been down this path before. They're great manipulators, North Korea. They got what they wanted today. They got their great shot of Kim Jong-un shaking hands with the US president. Kim Jong-un's father and grandfather wanted that. It was kind of like their coming out moment on the international diplomatic scene.
And of course, one of Trump's great supporters arrived to support
more
him.
More than just that, Jane. More than just
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
He's the architect, really.
He is the architect. And that, of course, is Dennis Rodman, who got very emotional when he was talking, discussing the whole thing.
Hey, now, so Dennis Rodman's over there. Just tell me, when does Don King and Hulk Hogan arrive? And when can we get the whole band back together?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they turned up. I mean, just add to the bizarreness of this that we're talking about Dennis Rodman perhaps stepping in to be the deal maker.
This is crazy.
Such a good friend of Kim Jong-un and was also on Celebrity Apprentice.
He should start calling himself Boutros Ghali. He should start calling himself Dennis Rodman as one of the great peacemakers the world has ever known. Mike, thanks for your time. Can we keep in touch with you as this goes on, just so we can all shake our heads together and wonder what the hell happened?
Mick, as a fellow Tigers man, I'd absolutely love to.
Oh, you lost me on that one, Mike, but otherwise, enjoy the rest of your time in Singapore. Thank you.
Truly amazing scenes from over there. I'm surprised he said 5 hours, and I just read on the telly they emerged after 38 minutes, so I don't know what was happening for 5 hours. But it should have all been over in a minute or less. If you listen to the great man himself here, this was on John Oliver last night, and he put together a quick interview with Trump about all the preparation he'd done for possibly the most important talks in one of the trickiest parts in the world of politics.
Excellent.
And here's what he had to say on the matter.
If you are wondering how hard Trump has been preparing, deep down, you know the answer to that.
I think I'm very well prepared. I don't think I have to prepare very much. It's about attitude. It's about willingness to get things done.
In fact, when he was asked how soon he thought he would know if talks were going well, this was his reply.
I think within the first minute, I'll know. Just my touch, my feel. That's what I do.
That's what all those women were complaining about.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He thinks he's got some kind of superpower. Well, oh, you know, I can just read minds. I can just instinct. I'm just this guru.
Well,
mate.
At the G7 summit, he actually, when Trudeau was speaking, he actually pulled out the earpiece in his ear and just threw it down. Just thought, no, I'm not an
employee. Toys out of the cot.
All right. Well, there it is. We've crossed live to Singapore. No end of the world as we know it right now.
But stand by for that.
Stand by.
We'll
that
be
could
the
change.
First with the news.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just a moment ago, Donald Trump has emerged from the big meeting with Kim Jong-un and says it was one of the great meetings.
We had a really fantastic meeting. A lot of progress. Really very positive. I think better than anybody could have expected. Top of the line. Really good.
Oh, the best. the greatest one, of course.
Best meeting in history ever. Now they'll go back, sit on their respective toilets, which they've both brought with them. One gold, one portable, and hopefully digest everything that's just occurred.
Hopefully.
That'll be great. Time for a bit of this.
Rules.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
You're always making things difficult.
Well.
All right, there you go. What do you got, Jane?
Well, I'm calling out the
travels.
I'm calling out the Brisbane City Council.
Oh, jeez.
Greetings to everybody there.
Hey, Brisbane and the Cromwellian regime you're under up there. What's happening?
They've gone bonkers. They're cracking down on motorised scooter users.
Well, about time.
And, you know, it's grannies and grandpas,
hoons.
People, disabled hoons using their electric
motorized
scooters.
They've all had it too good for too long, Kennedy.
Well, you know, you could used to go 10 k's an hour. They're going to restrict you to 6 k's an hour. That's a bit woozy, isn't it?
Jeez. So it's from 6, from 10 to 6.
This is the speed limit.
And they've had a big meeting about this. Has there been an incident? Do you know? Has someone been mowed down?
Well,
has there been a hit and run?
National Senator John Williams
Someone
claimed.
Knocked over a 7-Eleven in a scooter and tore off and couldn't be caught?
When you've got a national senator who's not happy, they got a bit of push there. John Williams claimed his wife needed a hip replacement after she was struck and knocked down by a crazy hoonish scooter user. Do you know what they're also going to suggest?
What?
They're going to introduce a licensing system to drive one of those
babies. Are they suggesting people are trying to get around the drink driving laws?
They might be.
They,
hey,
well, there's an episode
that's quite genius.
There's an episode of RBT I'd like to watch.
Me
so
too.
So pull over driver.
That
is unbelievable.
Yes. Well, of course, the Queenslanders with Disability Network has gone, yeah, we're opposing that. Because it might impinge on the mobility, freedom of movement and rights of people with disability who use the scooters.
They've tried this once. I remember Stephen Hawking got done for under the new Hoon legislation. They impounded his chair twice. That's what they do. Judy Moran, famously, used to take one out the front of court. She was she's like the poster girl.
Yes.
For
mobility scooters.
Mobile. Can I ask this? Because I've had my eye on one of these. I'm not saying I'm inherently lazy. But
you are.
Can I ask this? What's an appropriate age for me? Oh. Say I want to get the set. I want to get a mobility scooter and one of those chairs that goes up the stairs.
Stop.
But
you can use your legs, right?
No, he can use his
legs. No, I can.
Right.
I choose not
to. He wants one of those lifts, that you sit on that takes you up the staircase that are motorised.
Hang on. Hear me out. That makes sense.
Why?
Well, you know, okay, put yourself in my shoes. If you have to make 43 steps in one day and you're trying to cut that down.
You're really not serious about meeting anybody, are you?
Well, maybe this will be it. It's just I have a fender bender with a hottie.
Listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong about being in a mobility scooter, but most people generally need one.
Sometimes there is, okay, and I'll tell you why. Me and my mate Chow, when we go to the footy, we sometimes lean over the fence where the mobility scooters are. No,
yes, I know.
Because they do. They have a special area.
So generally, as a rule, people should.
And so they should. But we've got our eyes out for the ones we don't reckon are. We ask for licences.
Oh.
Now, can I see some ID?
Well,
there,
you're
mate?
Asking people to stand up.
Yes, mate. I saw a guy. I swear to God, we got him. About 2.5 quarters in, has got up and gone and got two beers.
No
and we're
way.
Back. Oh, well, mate. Hello. Here we go.
That's ridiculous.
Need
all
that,
right.
Do you?
Look, if you've got a nanny, say, it might not
there
be.
There are hoons out there. You know, you never know.
Sure.
My TC, I'm Born to be Wild.
Oh, beg your pardon. Sorry, you're talking about
hoons. Are you listening to us at all today?
No, I was writing down something. Born to be Wild. Yeah, hoons. Gotcha. There it is.
Give us a call on 133353, though. This is Nanny State.
Well, about anything. It doesn't have to just
doesn't have
be,
to be that.
That.
There could be another thing that's really annoying
anything
you.
Anything you think people have overstepped the line where it's we're overgoverned.
Well, it's happening every minute.
Let us know what you think.
133353, yes. What are your experience of nanny state tactics? Are you a victim of a nanny state? Mick and Jane will take your calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
For the drive home.
Yeah, baby.
Born to be wild on a mobility scooter,
that's
it seems.
Me, cruising down the highway, going to 10Ks. Too fast, Mickey.
Slow down to 6, please, if you're in Brisbane.
What are you rebelling against? What do you got?
Getting a license for a mobility scooter, I won't have it.
We have to license everything now, don't we? This is unbelievable stuff.
And we've struck a chord with mobility scooter users and people with knowledge of them around the country today.
The lines are fired up. Let's start with Dale. Dale, what do you know about them?
Just a mate of mine, he bought it for his son, but like it just wasn't fast enough, so he had an old RM500 trail bike and he modified it and put that engine in it. And it was so powerful that he had to put wheelies. He couldn't take off without
popping a motto.
What do you mean? How fast could it go, Dale?
To go over 200 k's an hour, you know, fully balanced. So,
oh mate,
so, yeah.
You know what? It needed one of those little parachutes out the back for braking.
Who would have needed a helmet?
Wouldn't you go? Imagine if he could. This guy could make a business out of this pimping rides. Yeah. He could put some monster truck tyres on those things.
That's unreal, Dale. Thanks for that.
Panel van style paintwork.
I like it, Patrick.
Yes. How are you?
Talk to us about mobility scooters.
Mobility scooters. Well, the old guy that I came across could have done with some monster tyres on his. We're sitting outside a pub, pissing down with rain. We'd all stopped work as tradies. We were sitting there. He came along. He was trying to get up onto the footpath.
Yeah.
And I'm imagining that it must have shorted out.
Because of the rain.
Because of the rain.
It just stopped and he's sitting there in it. The water sort of up around the face of the bottom of his feet.
Yep.
We said, mate, we'll give you a hand. We got in there. There was four of us. I don't know if he's ever tried to lift one of those. It's really heavy.
Yeah, pretty heavy.
We got him up onto the footpath. We said, oh, you're right, mate. He stepped off and walked inside the pub. He didn't want to get his shoes wet.
Oh. He didn't want to get his shoes wet. Crikey.
He's using it for unusual purposes.
Did you let his tyres down? I would have.
I would have thrown it back in the water because it was too heavy.
Thanks, Patrick, for the call.
He didn't want to get his shoes wet. He's walked into the pub.
I don't like his style.
No. Dave, mobility scooters, what do you know?
Oh, here you going, guys. I actually work for a mobility company, and I was at this trade show up in Sydney, and I met this gentleman called Gaz. I won't name his names, but his name's Gaz. So basically, I don't know if he owns a business, but he's on a building site. He uses his mobility scooters to carry his I-beams across the building site as opposed to hiring cranes.
Or a wheelbarrow.
He's a tight ass.
Yeah,
he's a genuine tight ass.
Yeah, I've got video of this.
That's
very funny. Done in there. He actually uses the mobility scooters at Bathurst. He goes down to the Grid Girls, plays the cripple card, gets all the photos with all the Grid Girls, and also
he exploits. I think what you're trying to say, he's using his mobility scooter to his advantage.
Thank you, Dave, for that. Hey, Terry.
Yeah, how you going, guys? Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good.
Mick, I thought you were a little bit better than that. I mean, like.
No, I'm not.
You're not that lazy.
I'd happily go with a mobility scooter. If that was modus operandi, I'd be happy.
I was on a job the other day and we were there, and this guy goes to me, he said, oh, you know what they're called? Because they're all coming down the road. They just go wherever they like in the shopping centres. They try to run you over, whatever they want to do. And he goes, oh, you know they're called chubby chariots. So...
Yeah, there's another term perhaps
what's wrong with that? It's for a lot of overweight people are getting around, Jane.
I did see that at Disneyland.
Scooters. I'm not sure there's a specific reason other than I'm puffing.
Interesting one. Well, hey, thanks, Terry, for that.
He speaks the truth.
He does.
It's a chubby chariot.
That's a good term.
In fact, someone should patent that name.
They have.
Okay.
Hey, all right, Graham.
Penciled in myself for a chubby chariot any
you
day.
Might get
now.
That for your birthday. It's coming up. Stand by.
And one of the chairs. Can I get a chair?
Well,
what age is a chair that takes me up the stairs?
Let's just start with the electric.
Okay, for a milestone birthday, I can get the chair.
For a milestone one, all right. Yeah. Graham, how are you doing?
Hey, good, guys. Love the show.
Thanks
good
a lot.
You, mate.
What did you see?
Hey, mobility scooters.
Yeah.
Turnbull Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
Went shopping there a little while ago, and we've just pulled into the car park. Little fella in a mobility scooter cruising along, and he's got one of them bum bags hanging over the side of his scooter.
Yeah.
This young fella's come up beside him on foot, grabbed the bag and started to run, and this bloke's leapt out of the scooter and chased him.
It's a miracle.
He's made Usain Bolt look like he needed a mobility scooter. He went that quick.
I think there is a rorting element to the...
Really?
Those who genuinely need the mobility scooter... And most people who need them resist it. And then you've got the other half.
They're not cheap.
Oh, man.
Can't be cheap,
no, I
wouldn't
imagine.
Think
so either.
Thanks for that, Terry.
Let the fatties have the mobility scooters.
Well,
and away
now.
We go.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Sometimes things just creep up on you.
Well, this has.
You don't see them coming. Blindsided, possibly, by events as they unfold. This is me last night sitting down to watch another great episode of Have You Been Paying Attention? Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. When I witnessed this exchange between Sam
we
and
We all woke
Tom.
Up this morning to the news that you had received an Order of Australia, Tommy. I just wanted to say, it's been a big year for you, eh? First that telegram from the Queen and now this... This is... Have a listen to this. The Order of Australia, this is what you received. For distinguished service to the media and television industries as a writer, producer, actor... Actor. Mate, if they're handing out awards for acting, your wife of 25 years should probably get it. And presenter to children living with cancer and as a supporter of young people with autism spectrum disorders. Congratulations.
You've probably put the pieces together. Sam was talking to Tom Gleisner at that particular point. And now, Jane, when did you find out about this?
Well,
what did you know?
I sort of actually had a bit of had the news about a week before.
Oh,
quietly.
So you sat on that.
Sat on that.
Right.
And of course,
did
keep
you contest it at all? I would have fired in it. Can you protest the system?
Well, of course, I didn't contest it.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I already had one, I'd be giving it back to her.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just kind of demeans the whole.
Well, look, we're very proud of Tom. We've got him on the line.
Oh, geez.
I think we better have a chat with him. Tom.
Tommy Gleisner.
Congratulations,
hello.
Tom.
Oh, A-O, what is it? Can I buy a vowel? What are you these days?
Look, hey, Mickey and Janie. I'm an officer of the Order of Australia, but it's not the highest. The highest is a companion. And the lowest is a housekeeper. I'm kind of sort of in that mid range.
Hey, Tom, I just want to tell you, it is pretty high up, I'll say, because they didn't hand all these out to everyone. These were, you know, it is a big deal.
It is. I've been obviously celebrating. I've been out partying with Dawn Fraser and Brian Catt all weekend. And seriously, if I hear Little Ray of Sunshine one more time...
Can I say this, Tom, and I just think it has been a remarkable body of work. And I don't know why you got it, but it could be for any of the following. Maybe because you were the brains behind Piss Week World. I'm not sure. Hold your fire till the end. Maybe because you were the guy in the raincoat from Dinkum Street. I'm not sure. The author of Warwick Todd? Maybe. The director of Russell Coit? What about the voice of Chrome Dome from Barjars? Do you think that's what got you across the line? What about the man who caused a diplomatic incident and was forced to apologise to the government of Thailand? No?
Yes.
Poncho from Funky Squad, anyone? I mean, when you bag it all
it's
up like that.
It's a big body of work, Mick.
Yeah, seriously, all I can say is they must have lost hot dogs number from Big
Tom, how have you been received? People must have been, you must be a bit overwhelmed today. I saw you on the project last night. You've been doing lots of interviews. What's going on?
No, very exciting, Janie. And you know, it comes with a few perks. I, of course, get to use the letters AO after my name. I also get 8 cents a litre off petrol. So that's for the whole year.
What do you get? What are the perks? Like, do you get invited to a royal wedding or something? Have you got an open invitation to, I don't know, the ballet? What happens?
Well, here's the thing, Mickey. I'm not 100% convinced it's legitimate because I've got the email here and, you know, the congratulations. But it says, to receive your award, I have to deposit a processing fee to an address in Nigeria. I'm sure that's not Buckingham Palace.
Tom, I'm pretty sure it's fair income. I am interested to know. I think Steve Price did ask you, are you going to wear the little badge on your lapel last night?
You do get a badge, but I don't think I'll be.
Can I borrow it?
Oh, no.
I reckon that'd be a real chick magnet. Yeah, look, I got it for services to the...
Yeah, somehow.
What do you call those poor kids? Something to do with the poverty.
I'm quite sure they won't believe
me. Can I just say something quickly, Tom? You've changed. I barely recognise you as the potty mouth.
Well, Tom, did you have a big party? Have you had a celebration yet?
Yeah, look, I've had a few quiet drinks, and you know, as I say, you like to share the thrill with your fellow awardees. Although you know, not everyone is included. I feel Winx was snubbed over this whole affair. Come on, what has she got to do?
All right.
Well,
this is
how we feel. You should have probably celebrated. Here's one of the questions from last night.
That's
from Have You Been Paying Attention? That I had the honour of answering.
30 escorts at a 24-hour private celebration with music, drinks, games and no wives or friends in sight. What am I talking about, Jane?
It's your Order of Australia party.
Is that how it went, Tom?
It was not quite as messy as that, Janie. But yeah, as I say, certainly enjoying the moment and the thrill is being able to talk to people such as yourself. Great to have Mickey back. It's his roster day on, obviously. this week.
You're right about that.
That's
Tom.
Why he wins for me. There you go,
good on you, Tommy.
And by
Geisner.
The way, there was a little bit of charity work thrown in there over the years from time to time.
Yeah, you've done all right in that department.
You've been okay. Well done, Tommy Gleisner.
Thanks for talking to us today.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Mickey. Thanks, Jane.
Turning into a bit of a Christian Bale's on-set type.
That's what I've heard too.
It's just getting out there. This is Kennedy Malloy. We were talking nanny state. Something's come across your desk, Jane?
Something, yes. I just sort of scrolling through and I just see that talk about nanny state in Perth. Dad was fined $200 for drinking beer while fishing.
Who's telling you this?
This is from news.com.
News.com.
Yeah, and they've just said that he's 36 years old, he's having a fish, he's drinking a beer, and he cops a fine and he says, that's un-Australian.
That is bloody un-Australian. That's the most un-Australian thing I've ever heard from.
What is wrong
with people?
Even Western Australia's police minister has come to his defence.
No, I love them both.
Well, I think that is outrageous. Also, the guy...
he was going to beer batter the fish. He could say he was cooking.
No, well, he's a sparky. He said the fine was nothing more than revenue raising.
Of course it was.
This is unbelievable.
That's an attack on our way of life.
It is. Shocking.
It's come to this. We are incredible.
I'm always on the lookout for your nanny state rubbish.
Hey, what did you get for your birthday?
Look, I got some beautiful gifts from my girlfriends, but I tell you what the family got me.
What?
Oh, it's so good. But the pressure's on. The pressure is on.
Okay. More information, please.
All
what
right.
is it?
It's a Fender electric guitar Stratocaster baby blue.
Here we go.
Highly strung. Reunion.
High fidelity. What is it? Highly strung.
But highly strung, I didn't play an electric guitar in highly strung.
Well, baby, step it up.
Oh, my God. And an amp.
Oh, no kidding.
It's like the world upside down. Like, your kids will be upstairs, like, in the proper room, or you're downstairs in the basement trying to play a guitar.
I'll be doing...
Can you keep that racket down, Mum?
Exactly. I'll be doing, you know...
Smoke on the Water.
I can do that, yeah.
Oh,
I can do my Akadak. Oh, God, I'll be doing Thunderstruck.
Wow.
Let me go, Mum. Well, I can't do that yet.
Oh, this is going to be so
no,
funny.
No, I need proper lessons.
I might swing by with the cowbell. I'll have a little jam.
Don't bother.
Have a jam.
Oh, you don't need to do
that. Hey, just before we go, we mentioned, have you been paying attention? Congratulations. Great show last night. You were excellent.
Have we got a
choice cut there, Dave?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Here's something you don't see every week. Julie Bishop and Penny Wong just hanging out. Where are they? Jane.
Well, that's a really weird hen's night.
It would be very awkward. Donald Trump had this to say.
Ramadan Mubarak.
What does that mean?
Make Ramadan great again.
Harvey Weinstein was in court this week. What for?
Was he character witness for Bill Cosby?
Success of matcha lattes, turmeric lattes, even beetroot lattes. Now there's a new
what? Jane.
Ice lattes.
It would be expensive. Jane means we don't a cold coffee.
No, she doesn't.
An increasing number of young people are showing the early signs of hearing loss. Due to what?
I beg your pardon, Tom, I didn't hear.
What disease is making a comeback in England?
Beatlemania.
Would be unexpected. No. To rugby and the Wallabies defeated Ireland on Saturday. What is the Irish team's name? Jane.
Whoa. The cause.
Would be... Sadly, NBN has said that who uses the most internet in Australia? Jane.
My children.
Okay. Exciting news for Game of Thrones fans this week. What's happened? Jane.
Spring is coming.
At last.
There it is. Oh. Well done. Very funny, Jane.
Oh, it was a good fun. You're on next week.
I'm on next week, am
yes.
I?
Yes.
I'm a 50-50 chance. We'll be back.
Dave Reynolds next.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it is chock-a-block. We have got two very special guests. Tahar Lufat will be on shortly, but not before we get her
better half.
Better half.
I don't know.
Harvey
better.
Half. Quarter. So Dave Reynolds will be with us in just a minute. What else have we got, Jane?
Well, Mickey, you went to a wedding on the weekend. There's so much I need to ask you about that.
I have a vague memory of it.
What you wore, what table you sat on, what gift you brought the couple.
Did I pop out of a cake? I just don't know. It was a great wedding. Yeah. I'll talk you through that.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to talk about Anthony Bourdain.
Could you? I'd
incredibly
like to
get you. Sad, and I'm such a huge fan. I was going to talk about some of the places that I've been to.
Okay.
Thanks to Anthony Bourdain.
Good on you. I can't wait to hear that. A very sad loss indeed. We'll take your calls. You take your tweets, but let's start at the top with Dave. How are you, Dave?
Yeah, I'm good. Going good, thanks.
Dave, right. We love How's seeing you in here, and we love talking all things motorsport with you.
Do we have a proper credit to get away here, Dave?
What sure, Dave saying? Reynolds, the CrownBet Darwin Triple Crown is live and ad break free on Fox Sports this Friday through Sunday.
There's the paperwork out of the way. Let's get down to business. Mobility scooters, are they too fast?
Not fast enough.
Could you sponsor one? Yeah. Is there a kind of Holden Ford rivalry in the mobility scooter world?
We should probably take one to Erebus and like jazz it up and jazz make it really fast.
Trick it up.
We had a caller who
put a Volt 8 in it.
One of the callers tricked one up and it went 200 k's an hour.
No way.
he dropped an engine in it off his
dropped
his
an engine in it from a trail bike.
Could you play with the
Not
governor?
Fast enough,
surely you could find the governor.
There's
and
always
take
a governor.
Them
you can always cheat the system find somehow.
And then we could set him up on like a go-kart track. And go berserk. I would take you out early.
Sure you would.
There'd be carnage at the first.
This is what Mick wants. He's destined to be in one. I would say you're probably about 2 years off.
Well, what age can you have one? Because I'm fishing for one.
Not because he's disabled.
Do you
or
want a sponsor?
Yeah, it's a chubby chariot as far as I'm concerned.
What would be the age?
Well, I reckon I'm in the zone. I'm cool in the zone. And one of those chairs that goes up the wall. I'm a simple man, but this is what I covet. In life, it's what I want.
We could probably arrange that for you this week.
Now, let's talk about the Canadian Grand Prix. Yeah. What a fiasco. What a farcical finish. For those who are unaware, the checkered flag was waved two laps too early by a girl who was invited. She's a friend of Lewis Hamilton's.
Yep. She's a model.
Yeah. Friend of Lewis Hamilton's.
Yeah.
And there's some conjecture as to whether she got it wrong or whether she was handed it too early, but it was waved two laps early. It was chaos ensued. Let's have a listen.
The checkered flag is being waved, but we're waiting for the race leader on that checkered flag. And Sebastian Vettel is out in turns 8 and 7 at the moment. There he is. That checkered flag's a little bit too premature.
Tell them not to wave the checkered flag when it's not done yet. One lap.
And he's looking at one of the big screens. That's why he can tell.
Wow, it's a long time since we've seen a mistake like that in Formula One.
Pele? Well, no, yeah. China. We had a Chinese Grand Prix. We had the checkered flag too early. You have one job.
I think that's it. You've got one
that's
job.
That's funny.
All it is you call the race to the close after the prescribed 70 laps. Have you heard or seen anything like this in your time in racing?
I haven't actually experienced that before, but like Sebastian, how he was watching the timing, like the big screens. We do that ourselves, you know. If we're in a bit of if we're leading, if we've got a bit of a gap, or we're
you can actually look up. And
we look up and see who else.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Well,
why don't you start texting while you're at it?
Well,
text
if they
a
gave
few
me
friends.
A phone, I probably would.
Yeah, I think it's incredible.
Usually, I've had in the past where like after the checkered flag, the driver might have not have. Hurt seeing the checkered flag and they've done an extra lap.
And kept cranking
just
on.
Just kept going. So you do that when you're younger, not so much when you're older, but you can get a fine for it. So.
You'd be really? too wise for that.
Well, her name's Winnie Harlow. She's a model and she's a friend of Lewis Hamilton's, but there has been a bit of conjecture and there's controversy because they're just saying, should celebrities and non-race marshals be waving the checkered flag? Because that's the big one, surely.
Probably not.
That's your.
Yeah. They had one job and they stopped.
They had one job. And, do you know what I put it down to?
What?
And there's a woman, and do you know what she did? She saw a bunch of blokes having a good time and thought, I've got to stop this. And just came out a couple of laps early and said, go home. Too much fun.
Oh, really?
To enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Life's good. No, over. Go home.
Oh, she just had no idea what she was doing. That's probably the other one.
The fun police are calling her,
look,
are you?
Dave, as long as they're not driving.
Oh, Mickey, yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Trying to get... God, give us a call, complain about my behaviour.
Seriously.
So what is it? Do you think, I mean, it is, there's a fair bit of responsibility attached to that. They shouldn't be handing that out to friends and family or the, it's not like tossing the coin before a game of footy, is it?
No.
Well, didn't it affect someone's lap time?
It does. Well, Ricardo, dead right, James. Ricardo was the fastest lap time, but because it occurred in the 70th lap, it went to Verstappen. His stablemate, but kind of, that's not exactly friendly.
No.
But that's a big one to have fast taken lap. Off the...
Well, yeah, do they get points for that these days? I'm not sure. They used to get a point for fastest lap.
Anyway,
it's on their record and they don't like it. It's on their CV.
Are you off to Darwin?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow for the Darwin Crown Bet Triple Crown.
That's wow. Hey.
And Darwin's actually a...
Can I come?
Yeah, do you like that track?
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic. It's a really, really good place. But they've got a thing called the Triple Crown and no one's won it ever in the 21 years we've been going there.
So that's right. Hey,
I'm telling everyone I'm going to be the
first
person.
You're going to get the Triple Crown.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I get it.
Isn't it where the Shoey was born?
That's where I did the first one, 2015. Yeah, well done.
The Darwin Shoey. You know your stuff,
Jane. I know my stuff. I know. Daughter of a car racing enthusiast.
Let's get Tahan in here and have a chat.
David Reynolds and Tahan Lufat next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
David Reynolds in studio, and now we're joined by his gorgeous girlfriend, Tahan Lufat, on Kennedy Molloy.
Don't pump her tires up too much.
Why not? We can pump.
Just joking.
The last time we saw you, you were off to the finals, was the Australian finals of Miss Universe?
Well, it was the Bali trip.
Bali trip.
Yeah, Bali trip for Miss Universe. And then the week after, is the national final week.
How'd you go in Bali?
It was actually really good.
Was it?
And yeah, there was
boogie board style antics at the airport. Nothing went horribly wrong.
I think
wrong,
a lot of girls who hadn't been to Bali, that was their main concern. I think
really?
Lucy from Victoria, she was like, I'm scared that they're going to frame me for something. And I was like, relax, babe, it's fine.
Because that's what happened, everyone. Let's never forget that.
Tahan, what did you have to do in Bali? Was there a pageant?
Well, no, it was just, it was more like a vacay, but we were filming The Road to Miss Universe. It's a show that's aired on Nine Life after the pageant finishes next week. And we just like interviewed about ourselves and all the girls in the pageant, and we had like a bunch of places we got to go visit, so it was really good.
Can I ask you your thoughts? This was very controversial in the studio. I did a lot of table thumping over the loss of the swimsuit section in Miss America.
Yeah, which is different to Miss Universe, FYI.
But if Miss America does it, then it doesn't matter when she gets to the Miss Universe. There's still a swimsuit section involved, am I right?
Yeah, there is. But there's two different pageants. So that's Miss World, and this is Miss Universe. So, yeah, Miss Universe's sense is we're still having it, we're still doing it. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's something to work towards. It's something that we all work for.
It's historically part of the plan.
Mick's all for it, don't worry. And I'm actually all for it too, because I am with you. I think that girls who are attractive and work hard, and it takes a lot of hard work to look that good in a bikini.
It's a pageant.
So a pageant. I take my bikini top off to them.
I'd like to see that. We're losing them one by one. We're losing the grid girls. Now you're taking out Dave. You're nodding furiously over here. You're taking away our swimsuit section. Can't we all coexist? It's not the spelling bee. It's not the.
Do you feel like
No, and I actually think it's empowering. Like, we get up there and I feel more confident in a bikini than I do answering the question and answer.
Same.
So same.
I really do.
I love you saying that. Yeah. I absolutely do. Because we've had some classic answers over the years.
Yeah. And they're actually not looking at how skinny you are. It's about how confident you are in your own skin. Like, it sounds really corny and clean because we are, like, corny and cliche because we are getting judged on it. But it is about how well you hold yourself. It's not about, like, being the skinniest person or the best toned person.
Well, they don't want the skinniest person anyway. No. They want a real woman, don't they?
Yes, healthy, fit.
And it's one part of the whole picture.
Totally.
You know what I mean? We're not splitting atoms.
Totally.
It's a bit of fun. Can't we have fun anymore? And can't we just rejoice in the best bits of everybody?
Exactly. Now, you're going up to Darwin this weekend, of course, to see your lovely man.
Keep an eye on this idiot.
And it's also my hometown.
and it's your hometown.
Is it your hometown?
Yeah. It is my hometown.
So will you have to meet the family? Will you have to spend some time with the family and stuff?
Yeah, we usually do.
How do you get on? Do they happy that you've met a tear away who drives fast cars.
What do they go, what the hell are you doing with a crazy car driver like?
Yeah, well, my mum, she's a bit of a bragger. She loves to brag. She's always like, she works for Virgin. She's like checking stuff. And every time she texts people, yeah, my son-in-law, sorry, he's not even my like partner yet. Like,
she's gone too early.
She talks about it all the time.
She's gone with the chicken flag too
early.
She's
like, no pressure. The current Bathurst champion. I don't know if you know him, David Reynolds. I'm like, oh my God, stop. She's embarrassing.
Why don't you go on a road trip? Why don't you drive up and spend a few days?
I've done it a few times.
Not what you had planned?
No, we're going to Bali as well after.
After Darwin. Cool.
Awesome. What are you going to do? You're going to pull the finger out, get this team across the line? Last time we spoke to you, you were fourth. You missed out. Have you had a chat? No, Where are you at?
Still fourth.
Ah, well.
But yeah, that's our job, is to make the car as fast as possible and try and win the race.
I love Darwin. Any excuse to go to Darwin. They've got great race meetings for horses and this.
And great restaurants.
This is the best time to go. No, that was in Alice Springs, baby.
Oh, whatever.
This time's the best weather. It's like the dry season and they've got the Minowich markets on and it's the best sunset.
You bet. We'd give a shout out to everyone in Darwin.
Let's all go together.
They'll be listening.
Welcome to come.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, good luck for this weekend.
Good on you, guys.
Crown Bet Darwin Triple Crown.
There we go. Sounds good. You can do this.
Yeah, we've got a good feeling about it. We need to see you do another shoey.
Well, if I'm leading a lap early, can you just wave the checkered flag for me?
Yeah. Oh, we will. And good luck to you, Tahan.
We can work as a team here. That's it.
We can.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We love getting our tweets. Paul Sarong has just tweeted into us. It says, I think we're missing the Aussie connection to the Singapore talks. Kim Jong-un obviously got the idea to bring his own toilet when he heard that courtesy of myself, Mick has his own chamber pot. He's got inspired.
He could attend the talks. I could attend the talks.
You would have been. He's got his Dennis Rodman.
Me in a chamber pot.
What the hell?
Dennis Rodman. Oh, I don't know.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Meeting of the minds.
Yeah, sure is.
That'd be good as they chow down. Mickey, you attended somewhere on the weekend.
I went to a wedding, yeah.
Have you been to many weddings?
Well, hang on.
Are you invited to many weddings?
You went to Limo's fake wedding, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, too right.
Yeah.
By the way, he'll be on the show tomorrow, and I'll talk about it.
Whose wedding did you go to?
It was a very handsome couple, Samantha Todaro and Daniel Rizza, now married.
Sound like they're from Greece, the movie.
Italian. Two fine Italian families who take weddings, as you know, traditionally fairly seriously. Yep. And I have to say, this was a ripper. No sermon, royal wedding style. Bing, bang, boom.
Oh, a quick wedding.
For the Italians, it was like a record.
I love that.
I reckon I was waiting for the Latin to break out. And nothing. Next thing you know, they're kissing. Wooshka. I'm going, hey, what happened?
I like her.
So straight off, here was a silly bit of planning, I thought, though. Mm-hmm. There was then four and a half hours between said ceremony and reception.
Well, I know why that is.
Why?
That's they have all the photos.
Well, that's what they're doing, but you know what me and my.
Whoa, hang on.
That's some pretty curious timing for.
I'm trying to guess.
For a bunch of Aussies.
Did you have one or two beers?
Oh, we had a couple.
Did you?
Yeah, and when you get the reception, you just have to wait for everyone to catch up before it's obvious.
Oh, my God.
You've piled into a few during the break, but it was fantastic, and the ceremony was great. And I have to say, I walked away, I'm thinking the whole night, I'm really enjoying this. I'm thinking, you know what?
No.
I've never taken this serious before. Maybe I should get married.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
Mick, why? What made you think that you should get married?
I don't know. It just feels right at this time. I've been selfish and I've been a bit loose.
Yeah?
Maybe it's time, Jane, to swim between the flags.
What are you talking
about? Maybe I just need to find a partner and get married. Well, as I find a partner, I'd like an arranged marriage.
Oh.
What do you mean? What do you mean an arranged marriage?
Well, you know, when parents arrange for the kids.
But nobody's going to.
No, well, if give us a call.
No.
Mum and dad.
Mum and dads are not going to say, would you please marry my daughter?
And I expect a dowry.
Listen.
I want a dowry.
You can't have a dowry.
I want a dowry.
Well, how dare you?
I want an arranged marriage and I want a dowry. What's wrong with that?
You can't order a dowry like that. That's not how it works anymore.
And I want my dinner on the table when I get home.
Oh,
I'm
my
not,
God.
I'm not new age, but I'm not old. But that's... Is that too much to ask?
What?
That's
no, what it is too much to ask.
And lots of baking. I want lots of baking.
What are you talking about? I want an apron.
Yes, I want pies on windowsills. I want that. I want to come home to
You've gone mad.
To a Doris Day type.
You've gone mad.
Sitting there.
So someone happy bring to you see a pipe me. And your slippers.
I don't want a pipe.
and your tracky decks.
What a pie. Why can't I have that?
Because you can't. Why? Because it's twisted and evil. It's gone ridiculous.
You don't have to have been to finishing school, but just a little bit of old school.
What about, do they have to play the piano?
That would be good.
Cards,
and
bridge.
Childbearing hips. Oh. I would need,
Dave.
You know, like a broodmare.
Come on.
It's like,
no.
I think we're done here.
Dave, do we have to go to music?
Give us a call. 1-3-3.
We're not looking for broodmare. That's not what we're asking.
Did you say broodmare?
I never did.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Love a bit of a news alert. We've got a bit of a news alert. We've had, someone's gone the blub today.
Okay.
Worldwide
right.
news.
Big
well-known
one,
person. Let's go the blub.
Remember Yukio from MasterChef? What about Jared and his onesie on The Bachelorette?
What's wrong?
Oh, I just need a minute.
If you feel like having a sookie lala, don't fight it. Just go the blub.
And I'm calling out you, Dennis Rodman. Oh, for some bizarre reason, you have gone the blub.
Yeah. He's overcome
because both of his buddies are shaking
together.
Hands, are
he,
together.
He turned up, what was he wearing? He was wearing a Make America Great Again cap.
Yes, and a T-shirt.
Right.
With an insignia.
A
that
drug
was,
references.
It's a crypto coin currency that's basically involves marijuana.
Yeah.
So this is...
Potcoin.
It's potcoin.
It's called potcoin, that's right.
And of course, Kim Jong-un was his best buddy and they've hung out together.
That's true.
And he's on the blub because he reckons he's been maligned.
Yes.
He's been maligned for his relationship with Kim Jong-un, but he always knew this was how it was going to end, with him in a Boutros Ghali, Ban Ki-moon, Henry Kissinger-style role.
Correct.
Where he brings everyone to the table, and the result is peace. Here he goes.
And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
I remember you
amazing,
saying
it's amazing. It's amazing. When I said those things... When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. I couldn't even go home. I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home. But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And all today right. is a great day for
I reckon he might have been smoking his own cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I think he might have been
before
too.
He got to that point.
But
there
you know,
he is,
but he
front
does,
and centre, the deal maker.
Claim that he's quite a great friend of Donald Trump's, but in May 2014, Donald Trump did tweet this. Dennis Rodman was either drunk or on drugs, delusional, when he said I wanted to go to North Korea with him. Glad I fired him on The Apprentice.
Well, he was on drugs. He was on crypto. He was on potcoin, and he still is on potcoin.
Okay, so there are news that has just come out that Trump and Kim have committed to complete denuclearization.
This is an interesting one, isn't
wow.
it? So, well, there's four main points they've agreed on, and apparently it's going to happen. Yeah, it's just words at this stage.
I believe that is just words. There's a more interesting factor is about the fact that we think Kim Jong-un has just a little bit of extra height.
What are you saying?
Well,
now?
There's a chance that he might be wearing lifts for all the official photos because, well, Donald Trump lies about his height as well.
Yes.
He reckons he's 6'3", but when he stands next to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who's 6'2", he looks shorter than him.
Okay.
So
Kim Jong-un is getting around in heels. The most powerful meeting in the world, he's wearing high heels.
I believe
maybe because his toilet's too high that he bought, and when he sits on the toilet... He needs a little extra, like a booster seat.
That's exactly it. So
oh,
anyway,
good Lord.
That's going to be in the news, I think, all the
so
next
Trump could win
hours.
A Nobel Prize. That's as astonishing to me
well,
as
look,
Tommy
why
G
would that
getting
be surprising?
An AO. OA? What is it?
It's an AO? Yeah, it's an AO.
Why don't I get one of those, by the way?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever thought to nominate me?
No.
Either of you?
It's not going to happen.
Well, that'd be a good surprise one day.
Well, just prepare
would it kill
yourself.
You? Would it kill you?
Almost. Mm. It would, Dave. Thank
you. Do
you
want to take Penny's call? She's rung through. This is in regard to Mick and,
what he was looking for
married.
And to get him married.
What are my forward-thinking views about that?
Yeah. Penny, please don't tell me you're proffering yourself from this
Hi, Penny. You're putting your hand up?
No, I'm not putting my hand up.
hands up, but Mick, you mentioned once that you watched A Handmaid's Tale to get a root.
Penny. I did. You know, just to get me in the mood.
You only watch one random episode as well, just to annoy me.
Let me tell you.
But I wondered if he got some ideas from that about how we'll
I think he may have, Penny.
Oh, that was like 50 Shades of Grey for me. It really was. If you know anyone, what about you, Jane? What about
what
your
do you
friends?
Mean?
Do you have any friends?
I am not in a million years putting any of my single
why
friends
not?
14 friends at your birthday
why would
on the
you
weekend?
Not?
No. It's not happening.
Do some
I want them to speak to me again.
I would do it for you.
Let's get Mick married. Let's do it.
No,
what
let's not.
What, I'm not good enough?
Honestly. We got an episode.
Just say something. Just put a good word in for me so I can
what
swoop.
What does that mean?
That means it's not going to happen.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
I was absolutely shattered to hear about the death of Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, no, not good news.
He's a really well-known broadcaster. Yeah. He wrote, and traveller. He wrote one of the defining books in my life. It really changed my world and cooking, eating out, travel, called Kitchen Confidential, Adventures in the Culinary Underbelly. And it was so sharp and well-written. This guy had lived a life. He'd been a real fair-income, hard-working operating chef at the coalface. Mm. He'd had issues with drugs, alcohol over the years.
But he was open about and he wrote
about. Totally open about and wrote about. But I'm just going to read you a little bit of an excerpt from the book that really stays with me to this day, and it does with other people I've run into since we've been discussing his death. It was written in 2000, this book, and it's his list of do's and don'ts when it comes to going to restaurants.
Okay.
And one of the things he says, and it stuck with me forever, is, I never order fish on Monday unless I'm eating at a four-star restaurant where I know they're buying their fish directly from the source. I know how old most seafood is on a Monday, about 4 or 5 days old.
Oh, wow.
Because weekends, really? Yeah. The fish market's open on a weekend? Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Usually a Tuesday they are. Next one, speaking of fish. I don't eat mussels in restaurants unless I know the chef or have seen with my own eyes how they store and hold their mussels for service.
Wow.
I love mussels, but in my experience, most cooks are less than scrupulous in their handling of them, and it only takes one badass mussel, one treacherous little guy to, you know what I mean.
Bring the whole house of cards down.
Correct. Brunch menus. Okay, this killed me. It's an open invitation to the cost-conscious chef, dumping all the leftovers onto the plates. How about hollandaise sauce? Not for me. Bacteria love hollandaise. That's just crazy. And nobody has ever made hollandaise to order. Hmm. Look, they might do that now in some restaurants. And then he says, cooks hate brunch. Brunch is punishment block for the B-team cooks or where the farm team of recent dishwashers learn their chops. All right. Yeah. How about swordfish? I like it fine, but my seafood purveyor, when he goes out to dinner, won't eat it. I've asked him, he said, I've seen too many three-foot-long parasitic worms that riddle the fish's flesh. That's from swordfish.
Oh, geez.
And just here's another one. He goes, saving for well done. Well, that's a time-honoured tradition dating back to cuisine's earliest days. When someone says they want their meat well done, the chef finds the toughest, skankiest piece of sirloin that's been kicking around the kitchen for days. He chars it, and that will keep the customer happy because otherwise he would have thrown it out. So I love that aspect to it. Fantastic. But just on the travel side of things, I've been to so many kooky and crazy restaurants because of Bourdain.
Yep.
One of them I recently went to is Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles in LA.
Oh.
I don't know if you know this place. It's just off Hollywood Boulevard, and the craziest guy runs it. It's a black guy who's been there. He's about 90. Excellent food, stunning. Another crazy place was in Bali, in Ubud, and it's called Ibu Oka, and it's suckling pig.
Oh, really?
And it's just one of the most amazing meals I've had. So, look, if you want to go back, have a look at what Anthony has done. Sadly, depression has obviously just been too heavy, too dark, and what everybody is saying after the impact of this is please go and speak to someone if you are having any thoughts.
He was a great writer. He was a great. He had a great tone to his writing. It was really bold and brave, and
it was
such a unique voice
real
that he had. The thing I don't know him half as well as you, are familiar with his work, Jim, Placer loves his documentary TV series and the places he took us because I love hawker food and I love street food. And this guy was more comfortable sitting on a plastic chair eating noodles than he was at any Michelin star
which
restaurant.
Which is what I loved, and that's what got me onto it. Those shows are called No Reservation and Parts Unknown, if you want to look it
up. Anyway, what a great man. There's some great tributes. You should get online and go and have a look from people like Barack Obama, who he danced with, and some of the finest chefs of the world. Has some really moving tributes.
Greatly missed.
Anthony Bourdain. And by the way, if you need support, you can call Lifeline Australia on 13 11 14.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the new Bosch Procore 18V lithium iron batteries.
Bang,
good, better Bosch.
I love that battery. Bosch.
Yeah?
These are power tools engineered by the Germans. Who else would you want? What other engineering in the world? Been to Germany, Jane?
I have.
See what they've built over the years?
They're pretty good at it.
They're big on it.
This is their strong suit.
Yeah. I think they're pretty good on intricate watches.
They know what they're doing. Attention to detail. I would bet the farm on this lot. You should get them to make, do they make like domestic stuff like your...
Oh, if you say something girly, because you know that I am the power tool queen.
Are you?
And I'm a Bosch girl.
Are you?
Well, I would like to be a Bosch girl.
Is there such a thing?
I think. Couldn't I be the Bosch girl? Why not?
Yeah.
Good on you, Bosch.
Well, it's all back with a 6-year warranty. Did you know that? They probably don't even need a warranty. They're so good. The products are so brilliant.
Could I power my motorised scooter?
I reckon you could.
Last forever.
I reckon it could.
Well done, Bosch. It's bloody
best
brilliant.
Best built battery on the planet.
Well, welcome on board, Bosch.
Yeah, great to have you.
Happy to have you.
Bosch.
Hey,
makes the other batteries look like idiots. They do.
Well, it's simple.
I'm not banging it on.
I know you're not.
All right. I love those batteries.
Hey, I want to say a shout out to David Wiesek. Wiesek?
Right.
Is it possible?
Have another crack.
No, that'll do. Is it possible Mick Malloy could be the new bachelor? I might just
watch
it for years.
Oh. Yes.
I'll actually
get married.
Really? Don't know about that.
That'd be good.
Catherine says, Mick went to a wedding. Did he try to pick up the bridesmaid?
Never.
Did you?
That was not on.
Not going to happen?
Not an
Italian
wedding.
What did you wear? Not in an Italian wedding. Did you have it? Was it black tie?
No, it wasn't, fortunately.
What kind of suit were you in?
No, I just go in a court suit.
Oh,
that's good.
Really?
Got the gravy stains off and dusted it down.
Oh, well, we've been beautiful food.
Oh, the food was, it's good.
I'm sure it was delicious.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
I couldn't be happier.
We spoke with Tom Gleisner, who has got a Queen's birthday on her, but we've got a shout-out to one of our mates in Townsville.
One of our own. It's a Pricey, Steve Price for breakfast on 4TO. They take Kennedy Malloy in the afternoon. Free service to broadcast media and the community.
Oh, Pricey, well done.
I love Townsville.
Yes,
I did a gig at a pub in Townsville that ended up with everyone fighting. There's a raft base.
Did you cause the fight?
There's a raft base there, and it was a bikey pub. And let me say, two big tribes of grown men. Safest place was on stage.
Well done to you, Pricey.
Wayne Brady, bare knuckle boxer, Beck Rawlings to join us tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
The new Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good, better, Bosch.